USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Harvey Weinstein is being found guilty in a split verdict. The jury of 7 men and 5 women found Weinstein guilty of third-degree rape and first-degree criminal sexual act. He was found not guilty of predatory sexual assault and first-degree rape. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance reminds everyone,
Weinstein is a vicious, serial sexual predator who used his power to threaten, rape, assault, trick, humiliate, and silence his victims. He has been found guilty of criminal sexual act in the first degree and will face, on that count, a state prison sentence of no less than 5 years.
A rough day on Wall Street as global market fears continue over a spike in the coronavirus cases, the Dow currently down over 900 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
As Democrats continue to campaign in South Carolina, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is explaining his type of socialism. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Bernie Sanders coming off another victory, this time at the Nevada caucus over the weekend, and saying on 60 Minutes last night there is a distinction between his brand of, quote, socialism and what he calls President Trump's capitalistic socialism.
He got $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury housing. That's called corporate socialism. What democratic socialism is about is saying, let's use the federal government to protect the interests of working families.
TSA employees aren't allowed to use TikTok anymore. The agency banned the use of the China-owned app following concerns raised by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The Department of Homeland Security has banned using the app as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Census Bureau is facing significant risks ahead of the 2020 census. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
David Ayers was sitting in the stands with his wife at the Carolina Hurricanes hockey game on Saturday night when the unthinkable happened. Now, Ayers is the on-call emergency goaltender for the team, and actually both goalies went down who play in front of him, so Ayers was called into duty in the third period. Ayers ended up going in the game, and the team won the game. He joins Fox News and shares what he told the team heading into that third period.
I told the down on the third. I said, if you guys got another goal here, I'll be ready to go in the third. I'll hold it down on the third period. And we came out and they played unreal in front of me, and we ended up getting the win.
Carolina won that game 6-3. Ayers gets to keep his jersey and was paid $500 for his services. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.